Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the good natured conference call to discuss the acquisition of Ex-Tech Plastics Inc. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. If you require any further assistance, please press star zero. Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Spencer Churchill, Director of Investor Relations and Corporate Development. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to good natured's conference call regarding our acquisition of Ex-Tech Plastics Inc. My name is Spencer Churchill, and as mentioned, I am Director of Investor Relations and Corporate Development here at good natured. Thank you for taking the time to join us to discuss what we believe is a highly strategic, creative, and transformative acquisition for the company. I'm joined today by Executive Chair and CEO of good natured, Paul Antoniadis, who will be talking through the company's acquisition strategy and the strategic fit of the Ex-Tech acquisition. I'm also joined by Don Holmstrom, Executive Vice President of Corporate Development, Strategic Partnerships, and Capital Planning at good natured, who will focus on the financial details of the transaction. If you've not yet received a copy of the press release, you can access it on the good natured investor website at www.investor.goodnaturedproducts.com. Before I turn the call over to Paul, I'd like to remind listeners that management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking information and statements within the meaning of securities laws, which are subject to risks and uncertainties as these statements relate to future expectations and assumptions. Management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. We caution you to not place undue reliance on such forward-looking information and statements. All financials discussed on the call today are in Canadian dollars unless otherwise indicated. And with that, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Paul Antoniadis, Executive Chair and CEO of good natured.
Thank you, Spencer, and welcome everyone, and thank you for joining us today. First, let me start by saying how thrilled we are to announce the acquisition of Ex-Tech Plastics, Inc. We will refer to as Ex-Tech for the remainder of our comments. Ex-Tech is a U.S.-based acquisition that represents our third transformational acquisition in approximately 12 months. As many of you may already be aware, good natured and Ex-Tech have a long-standing relationship that dates back to early 2016 when good natured acquired Ex-Tech's bioplastic division and entered into our first strategic outsourcing service agreement with Ex-Tech. Together, over the last 5 years, we grew our outsourced industrial business by over 300% and felt it was time to pull the two businesses together for significant near and long-term strategic benefits. This acquisition provides financial synergies, doubles our scale with the addition of $25.8 million USD, or approximately $33 million Canadian dollars in annual sales, while strengthening our market positioning of our recent acquisition of IPF, and it is a compelling fit for both companies' customers and team members as we have worked together for many years. As we will discuss today, this transaction meets our acquisition criteria. It is accretive. It sets the stage for further accelerated revenue growth in 2021. And we believe it will drive good natured further towards our North Star to become North America's leading earth-friendly product company by making it easy and affordable for customers to switch from petroleum to plant-based products. For those on the call that are new to good natured, our growth strategy over the next 3 years is built on a business model involving half of our growth to come from our organic growth initiatives, which include acquiring net new customers, cross-selling, and new product launches, and the remaining half of our growth from capitalizing on opportunities to make strategic acquisitions. We use a set of key criteria to select our acquisition targets, which include acquiring companies that expand or strengthen our product assortment within a business group, provides an entry into a new business group, expands our customer base and market reach, and will accelerate our organic growth business model following the completion of the transaction. Additionally, we look for these companies to be EBITDA positive, strengthen our supply chain. We may consider acquisitions of privately held petroleum-based packaging or product companies, which offer the opportunity to increase our range of plant-based products and open possibilities to cross-sell additional products to the combined customer base. If the brand or company we acquire sells petroleum-based products, we then intend to convert these products and their customer base to our range of plant-based materials. We believe Ex-Tech substantially meets our criteria. Ex-Tech was founded in 1982 and is a leading sheet extrusion manufacturer with almost 40 years' experience producing rigid plastic sheet for a diverse set of end markets, including retail, food, and medical packaging. XTEC client base of over 100 customers are primarily located in the Midwest and southwestern of the United States. XTEC serves its customer base from a dedicated 75,000 square foot owned facility located on 9.5 acres of land. This plant is located in Richmond, Illinois, about 90 minutes north of Chicago, which acts as a central shipping corridor in the United States. The acquisition includes 7 production lines that can produce 42 million pounds of extruded roll stock annually, and we believe there is significant potential for production capacity and manufacturing capability expansion. There is unused land that could support a 40,000 square foot facility, for which plans already exist and infrastructure in place at the existing facility to support additional production lines and warehousing. Finally, there may be some parts of XTEC business that are not compatible for plant-based material transition, and we will look to divest them in the 18 months and use the proceeds to reinvest for future growth. Combining all of XTEC's capacity with existing production at IPF will create one of North America's leading commercial sheet extruders, serving over 200 thermoforming packaging companies across a very diverse set of end market packaging segments, which include food, medical, retail, electronics, and industrial. Our North American production capacity for sheet extrusion will be nearly approximately 90 million pounds of capacity, with the addition of new high-speed extrusion machines being installed at both facilities in the next 12 months. In addition, there is only minor customer overlap between XTEC and IPF, generating large market share gain with the potential to open cross-selling opportunities for products and services. Acquiring XTEC is another major milestone in Good Natured's growth trajectory and earnings profile. When we combine XTEC's calendar 2020 year-end revenues of almost $33 million Canadian dollars with the trailing 12 months revenues of IPF of $17.1 million Canadian dollars as of November 30, 2020, and our fiscal 2020 revenues of $16.7 million Canadian dollars, this acquisition will essentially double again the size of Good Natured's revenues. On the earnings front, XTEC delivered calendar 2020 adjusted EBITDA of approximately $2.6 million USD. This historical rate of cash flow contribution from the acquisition is more than sufficient to service the associated debt proposed to complete the transaction, while significantly improving our profitability and positioning Good Natured with financial upside from immediate post-acquisition synergies. The acquisition of XTEC further demonstrates our ability to successfully execute on our acquisition growth strategy. The synergies from the 3 recent acquisitions combined with our organic growth business model will further accelerate existing and future growth opportunities for Good Natured. I'd like to close by saying that we're delighted to welcome the entire XTEC management and operating team to our Good Natured family. I also want to thank the Pashom, Riesbeck, and Wolf family for their support in moving forward with the transaction. Now, I'll hand the call over to Don to add more details on XTEC's financials and the transaction. Over to you, Don.
Thank you, Paul, and hello, everyone. I'll begin by sharing an overview on the transaction structure as outlined in the definitive agreements we signed to acquire XTEC. As a reminder, all financial information discussed on the call are in Canadian dollars unless otherwise indicated. Good Natured has entered into definitive agreements through wholly owned subsidiaries Good Natured Product Illinois LLC and Good Natured Products Real Estate Inc. to acquire all of the operating assets of XTEC along with the land and buildings for cash consideration of US $14.1 million. The appraised value of the land and buildings is $4.25 million, resulting in a net acquisition price for the business and operating assets of approximately $9.8 million US, which we further believe highlights the highly accretive nature of this acquisition. The company is arranging the following financing to complete the acquisition: $5 million US dollar term loan from a Canadian financial institution at competitive market rates, $2.8 million US dollar mortgage with a US regional bank to support the acquisition of the real estate at XTEC, and $6.3 million USD in cash from the company's treasury, which will leave Good Natured Products with approximately $13 million Canadian available in cash and credit post-closing. As Paul spoke to, the transaction is expected to provide Good Natured with additional annualized revenues estimated at almost $33 million, variable gross margins at 30%, which exclude fixed production costs such as depreciation, repair and maintenance, utilities, and similar overhead items, with net gross margin after plant overhead costs, depreciation, maintenance, utilities, resulting of 21% gross margin, an additional annualized EBITDA of approximately US $2.6 million. In addition, we strongly believe there are significant opportunities for approximately $1 to $1.2 million US dollars in synergies across our business in the next 12 months following the close of the acquisition. The synergies are expected to be materially achieved through cost synergies from our existing outsource agreements and material purchases from the scale we achieve post-closing. We estimate closing costs, including legal, tax, environmental, due diligence, finance, and bank fees, bank legal and travel, to be between $390,000 and $590,000. Here's a summary of the key items included in the transaction. A dedicated 75,000-square-foot owned facility located on 9.5 acres of land with a March 2021 independent appraised value of approximately $4.25 million U.S. 7 extrusion lines, including all associated equipment, with annual production capacity levels of approximately 42 million pounds. Adding over 100 business-to-business customers, growing the business-to-business customer count across all of Good Natured to a total of 600-plus customers. Overall estimated unaudited assets being placed on Good Natured's balance sheet will be between $11 and $13 million U.S. Net working capital of $3.25 million U.S. is included as part of the transaction costs. Calendar 2020 adjusted EBITDA of approximately U.S. $2.6 million, representing adjusted EBITDA margin at XTEC of approximately 10%. This is a highly strategic and synergistic acquisition that is expected to be immediately accreted to the shareholders on an adjusted EBITDA basis. There are previously drawn plans and an ability to add 40,000 square feet to the existing structure to support future growth, provide warehousing space, and further synergies. All pre-existing indebtedness of XTEC will be paid out as a deduction of the purchase price proceeds. Good Natured will begin recognizing revenue from XTEC commencing on closing later in May 2021. The transaction is expected to close on May 28, 2021, and is subject to customary closing conditions, including closing of the financings noted above and TSX Venture Exchange approval. The definitive agreement governing the transaction will be available on Good Natured SEDAR profile at www.sedar.com following its execution in accordance with TSX and securities law filing requirements. I will now turn the call back over to Spencer.
Thanks, Paul and Don. That wraps up the formal portion of the conference call. Operator, can we please move forward with the Q&A from the lines?
As a reminder, to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Yuri Link from Canaccord Genuity. Your line is open.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Or good morning
for you guys
in Vancouver. I guess, Paul, just strategically, maybe just speak to the decision to buy XTEC instead of continuing down the road with outsourcing, which is a nice capital light alternative to what you're doing here. So maybe a little more detail on the strategy there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we intend to keep our strategy of having an in-source and outsource supply chain model. We felt the value or strategic benefit of insourcing XTEC as part of our supply chain really solidifies our North American position in the industrial business group. You know, this will make us, you know, one of the leading sheet extruders serving over 200 thermoformers, and we just felt that as we look forward to the potential growth opportunities, it just made a lot of sense for us to get that foundation in place, because it'll just open up a lot of opportunity to introduce new plant-based materials across a broader group of thermoforming customers. But at the same token, you know, establish a foundation for our vision of expanding our Good Natured packaging business. We've always kind of indicated, as you know, and we've chatted, there's always going to be a bit of imbalance between in-source and outsource. But we intend to, you know, always have a good balance between the two.
Okay. And it's just to, for clarity, their business right now that you're acquiring is that entirely petroleum based apart from the piece of the business that you're involved in?
That is correct.
Okay, I'll turn it over, guys. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Ahmad Shot from Beacon Securities. Your line is open.
Yeah, good morning, guys, and congrats on the significant acquisition. Yes, Paul, I was wondering if you can share with us any color on your expectations of organic growth or the type of growth you can extract from X-Tech going forward, or maybe a little bit of historical context as well, like how was the growth rate of the business prior to the acquisition, if there is anything you can share on that front.
Yeah, I mean, I think the very first thing I'll share is there's very little overlap in the customer base between IPF and X-Tech. So this acquisition really positioned us with significant market share gain in the industrial business segment, and really kind of opens up the door for us to not only utilize this scale in creating, you know, value for our existing customers, but also open up doors to, you know, introduce our plant-based materials to a wider range of industrial rollstock customers, and at the same token, introduce, you know, cross-selling opportunities to the industrial segment, which includes our, you know, for example, our pallet stretch wrap. We also believe that, you know, we're going to be building out our future assortment to service that industrial segment, which will, once we launch those products, it'll further grow our organic growth in that cross-selling. And I also want to point out that this, from an organic growth perspective, like we intend, as we've always stated, for half of our growth to come from acquisitions and half of our growth to come from organic, and any acquisition we make has to underpin our overall organic model, and X-Tech does that. And, you know, we're going to have years, you know, this transaction has doubled our revenues on a TTM basis, and, you know, and that's going to, you know, put us indexing more towards acquisitions and growth. However, that, you know, that also builds, you know, with this transaction, it sets the stage for new product launches into the channel or further extending our packaging capacity for roll stock for our own packaging business. So it's, you know, it's fundamental in supporting our overall kind of organic growth. So I don't know, Don, if there's anything you would like to add to that.
No, I think I think you've covered it, Paul. I think just from a overall historical growth perspective, X-Tech's been fairly steady, sort of a 3-5% growth rate annualized over the past 4 or 5 years. So I think there's opportunities for a lot of synergy between X-Tech and IPF around being able to generate incremental business that we're very happy with, and which is why we're looking at also expanding the capacity of each facility as well.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate the color. And I understand from your commentary and the language of the press release, the minor customer overlap, so we shouldn't expect meaningful revenue churn based on the consolidation of X-Tech into your business.
I think that is correct, and I think that's a really key point. Is when we identified that little overlap, we felt it was a huge opportunity to gain share, open up, you know, expand our customer base, leverage our scale or increase our scale within our supply chain, but it also sets the stage for our future growth in our overall good natured, you know, packaging business. You know, this relationship with X-Tech started in the acquisition of the bioplastic division, and we've since then built out our packaging business and our industrial business, and from an organic perspective, and this just creates that foundation for us to grow a much larger business. So we're very, very excited about it, and, you know, we're very familiar with that team, and we've worked really well with them. So, you know, the integration process, you know, you could argue we're already integrated because we've worked with each other for so long. So, you know, the synergies that Don pointed out between IPF and X-Tech, I think, you know, we're being, you know, quite conservative on, but we're very excited on, the product offering that we can take from our IPF facility into XX customer base also opens up a lot of venues for organic growth. So this is a very foundational acquisition to support our ongoing future growth.
That's great. Maybe a couple of quick follow-ups for me.
Sure.
On the synergies, it sounds like it's purely driven on cost efficiencies, right? That is, you're not reflecting any revenue synergies there, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We get a lot more scale on the material side. We're going to, obviously, the outsource agreement is stopped, so there's some cost savings from that. That are pretty significant and immediate. So, but it's mostly on the cost side. And I balance that by saying we do believe there'll be some upsides on the revenue also. But the immediate synergies will be on the cost.
That's great. And maybe Don, I missed one of your remarks. You touched on the post the transaction if it proceeds at the. In the structure you guys announced, your liquidity and cash position will be at what number? Sorry, I missed that number. And that's a
around. We estimate to be around $13 million Canadian in available cash and treasury post closing.
That's great. Thanks. Thanks for that, and congrats again, guys. I'll jump back in the queue.
Appreciate it.
Your next question comes from the line of Shan Jack from Raymond James. Your line is open.
Hey, guys. First off, congrats on the purchase. Looks fantastic so far. The first question I would have is just on the 40,000 square foot capacity expansion. Obviously, it's very early days right now, but do you guys have any sort of kind of hurdle rates or KPIs that you'd be looking to kind of cross off the list before you go ahead with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think... I'll have Don add some comments to this, but I think our very first step is just like with the IPF facility, we'd like to introduce a high-speed extruder into the facility, which, means that we'll be able to extrude more material per hour off of the base cost structure, and that will, not only increase our output, but also for existing base of business being moved on that line, it will either extend the margins or make us more competitive. And I think that's the first step. And I think the expansion on the 40,000 square foot facility is really about transforming that footprint, not just from an extrusion perspective, but also in, broadening our manufacturing capability. We see that footprint being more than just a sheet extruder 3 years from now, and that location, that expansion of 40,000 square feet, offers that. So, Don, any other comments that you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I think one important comment from a KPI perspective is also not only the manufacturing opportunities that it provides us, but currently the operation leases a 20,000 square foot warehouse about a 10-minute drive from the facility that. Being able to bring that warehousing inside into the building as well as location to the Chicagoland market would save us between transportation, external lease rates, external warehousing that we're doing in the Chicago area, close to $500,000 of additional synergy. So we think that incremental savings, brings forward that ability to add not only the production capacity, but owning and managing our own warehousing capability next to a very large marketplace in the heartland of the United States.
Yeah, and just to build on what Don's saying, if you think about, what has happened over the last 12 months, we bring the addition of XTech on a TTM basis to our base business, which, includes the acquisition of IPF, which was completed in December of 2020. You're looking at close to well over between $60 to $65 million in TTM revenue. So, we want to lay the foundation now to, build off of that momentum. And that means that we, at some stage, we're going to have to expand our footprint within our existing manufacturing footprint and expand the space and capabilities. But, you know, we have once again doubled our revenues, you know, what is it, 4 months right after the IPF acquisition. So, you know, we're setting the stage for, you know, that continued growth, and that's going to require, you know, at the right time, as you said, with the right hurdle rate achieved, building out the footprint at the X-Tech facility.
Great. Okay, perfect. That's great color. The next one for me would just be, obviously, the press release went into kind of the major groups or categories that X-Tech's customers sit in, being retail, food, and medical. Do you guys are open to give any sort of color on how big those kind of categories are proportionately and kind of how they stack up? And then also another question for me, it's been kind of a theme that's come up a couple of times in the past, you know, 6-8 months or so. How big is medical packaging really becoming as an opportunity for you guys?
Well, I'll take the second question and I'll let Dawn take the first one. I mean, the medical packaging space is really interesting for us because, you know, we're the only ones today that are offering a plant-based option, whether it's through our industrial business group or our packaging business group. And we're really excited about that category. There's just like our consumer side, whether it's our general merchandise or our packaging business groups, there's a lot of interest in the, whether it's medical devices or, you know, hospitals, they're really wanting to take a step forward and improve their environmental impact that the packaging is making. So we're pretty excited about it. We don't really give any guidance on the actual, you know, forecast for that segment, but it's obviously an area of interest for us within our both our packaging and industrial business group. Don, do you want to take the first question?
Yeah, I think that the X-Tech leans a little bit more toward the food packaging and related businesses as opposed to IPF, which is a lot more in the electronic and medical. So, but I think we have there's an opportunity I think for a lot of cross selling to customers because they don't serve the same customer base that we can actually leverage that into incremental business, and so. I think there's a good opportunity to shift some of this business to a little bit more higher value as well.
And if you look at, you know, the, you know, their the customers, like there's some pretty large national accounts within the X-Tech business group. So, you know, it's really pulling in some what we classify as our national accounts. So it's a really good complement to IPF, and I couldn't be more excited about the foundation it's built. And I know I said this earlier on the last question, to support what we see coming in our future growth. It's a big foundational component to our supply chain.
Right. Okay, perfect. That's. I'll just hop back in the queue, guys. That's good for now. Thanks.
Your last question comes from the line of Lisa Springer from Singular. Your line is open.
Oh, congratulations. Sounds like a great acquisition.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you.
You've covered most of my questions already, but I do have a quick one regarding the opportunity to divest books of business that are not compatible for the transition. Could you provide a little more color around that? Is there any way you can quantify that for us?
Yeah, I don't have anything to share from a number perspective of what that means. However, I will tell you that there will be parts of the business that we're not going to transition. And what we will do is we'll divest it into either, you know, we'll sell it off to, you know, a friendly plastic company and we'll take that value and we'll reinvest it. But as of right now, we're just focused on the transition. But we just, as we've always said, you know, after 18 months, if we have not, you know, converted that petroleum customer or product line over, we will divest and sell it. And, you know, 18 months from now, you know, you can anticipate where we'll be based off our historical numbers. We'll be a much, very, very different company when that time comes. And I don't think we'll have any issues extracting value from either that book of business or when we decide to sell it off. But I don't have anything to share with you now other than it's the same messages, and we want to be consistent that we're going to give ourselves 18 months to complete that transition, assess what we will divest after 18 months.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul.
This concludes our Q&A session. I will now turn the call over back to Mr. Spencer Churchill. This concludes our Q&A session. I will now turn the call over back to Mr. Spencer Churchill.
Thank you, operator. Sorry about that. I just want to note for anyone that did not get a chance to ask a question on the call, please send these to invest@goodnaturedproducts.com with your contact details, and we'll answer these in due course. As a reminder, the call is being archived and can be accessed through to May 19th, the details for which were included in the press release issued earlier today. We'll also be posting a recorded version on our investor website in the investor events section. Thank you to everyone for joining us today, and have a great rest of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.